Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody. Uh-huh. Hat on, suit on, looking like the Dapper Don, giving them all dress like a million bucks, diamond things in his cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah. Listening to me. Put your hands together.
You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Man, oh man, got a radio show. Got a good one for you, too. Kid you not, because this is coming purely from self-experience. Purely. And it just happened to me. It just happened to me just yesterday. I lived this on yesterday. You know, I was going through something that I've been going through for a long, long time. Just weary of it all, and I've been talking to God about it, and I mean for years, and I've been saying, okay, enough is enough, you know, God, I'm really tired. And so what happened was I had to go through some more of it yesterday again, you know, situation, but you know what, after it was over, you know, I kind of laid in it for a little while. You know how you've been going through something for so long, and then even if it's over or appears to be over, you still kind of lay in it a little bit. And you know, you have a wow, man, I can't believe I've been dealing with this long, even though it's over. This is really good for me. I don't know how you do it, but this was so good for you, for me. Have you ever counted, Steve Harvey, how many times you made it? And so that's what I started doing yesterday. And that's what I did this morning when I woke up and was getting ready. I was actually taking an inventory, a count of how many times I made it. How many times, man, I didn't have the rent and somehow I came up with it. How many times I didn't have my house payment and somehow I came up with it. How many times I was out of money, did not have enough, didn't see no way, but somehow I came up with it. How many times I got sick, thought, well, man, this one right here, I don't know what I'm going to do, but somehow I got my health back. How many situations I have found myself in that was, I thought at the time, detrimental and diabolical, and man, so sinister at times. Somehow, I made it. I look at all the accidents I've been in, but it kept me. I made it. I think about even the simplest times of like stepping off a curb and almost got hit, but I made it. I was just tripping the other day. I was thinking about the times that I've been hit by a car. And it could have been worse, but it wasn't. And I made it through that too. I was thinking about, man, when they count you out. Do you know how many times I've been counted out? He's done. He ain't gonna be nothing. He ain't nobody. See what I told y'all, look at over there. They cancel this. He off of that. He out of here. He ain't gonna make it. He done got fired. Man, you know how many times I've been counted out? You know how many times they done wrote me off? How many times have you been written off, man? But here you still stand. You ever tripped on it? Take an inventory, y'all, of how many times. Count the times you've made it. What about the times, man, when nobody was there to encourage you? But you still here, though. You ever tripped on that? Ain't nobody called you and told you good day. Nobody called you and told you recently thank you. No one's called you and told you how much you meant to them, how much you've done for them. A man, you can make it. Never give up. Keep your head up, man. Keep grinding. But you still here. Even when nobody, have you counted the times, man, that you made it anyway? Have you counted the times that you felt like quitting? How about that one? You felt like giving up. You kept going. How about the time? This is a good one right here. How about the times, man, when everybody was standing around saying, ain't no way. Ain't no way. Steve, man, I can't tell you how many times I've heard this. Ain't no way. And then somehow there is a way. You know why? Because he make a way. You understand? You know how many? You know how many times I've heard this one right here? Steve, listen to me, man. Nobody ever before has done that. You can't do that. How many times you done heard? No, you won't. You know anybody done that? You can't do that. No one has ever done that. I made it anyway. You know, they don't normally, or we don't normally allow this, but in this case, for you, we gonna make an exception. How many times have you heard that? Uh-oh, I think I'm on to something. How many times have you heard in your lifetime, we don't normally, or they don't normally allow this, but we gonna make this exception in your case? How many times you done heard that? Have you ever counted the times that you made it? You know, everybody out except me. How can that be? You know, you the only one that got through this. Congratulations. Wow, man, I don't hardly see this too many times, but do you realize that normally this is what happened to people? But, man, y'all don't know how your name came up, but here you are. Wow. It never happens like that. You ever counted those times? I was doing it yesterday. I was doing it this morning. I was just taking an inventory, everybody, of how many times I've made it. So what I learned yesterday was, when God gets you through something, when he pull you out on the other side, no matter how difficult or how long it took, when he gets you out on the other side, why don't you get up, dust yourself off, and start trotting? What you laying there for, man? Wallowing in it, going over it, recycling it in your mind. So many people can't move forward because we keep recycling stuff in our mind when clearly it's time to move on. It's time to let go. It's time to go and see what God has for you. Stop looking at what you lost. What you lost was probably not yours to have in the first. In the first place, do you know the things I've lost? Now, I'm not talking about losing a loved one, a mother, a father, nothing like that. I'm talking about innate objects or situations. Do you know the things I've lost, man? I look back on it. I wasn't supposed to have them in the first place. Or they was doing me no good. It wasn't mine to lose, but I claimed I lost it. Come on, man. Take an inventory, everybody. Start looking at the things, man, that God has brought you through. Start looking at how many times he allowed you to make it. And get glad about waking up in the morning, man. Get glad about your life. Start feeling something positive about your situation. You cannot expect God to continue to bless you if you're not grateful for the things that you have. Why would God, sitting down here looking at you, upset, angry, laying in the wallah of what you are not grateful for. You just can't find no gratitude in your heart about nothing. But you steady asking God for something. So now you think God is crazy? You think he going to give you some more stuff to not be grateful for? Are you kidding me? Why would he do that? He's too full of too much mercy to send you through that over and over and over. The more I give my child, the more ungrateful they are, the less gratitude they show. But I'm going to keep dumping it on them so they can keep feeling ungrateful and show lack of gratitude. God's not going to do that to you. Come on, man. Have you ever counted how many times you made it? I can't count how many times God done got me through something. But when he gets you through it, man, get up and get on about your business. Don't lay there in it. It's over. It's done. You made it. You survived it. Let's go. Let's go.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, gavel. Come up round here. This is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. The greatest show on earth. On trapeze, please welcome Shirley Strawberry.
Good morning, Steve. How you doing?
The lion tamer, Carla Pharrell.
Well, good morning, Steve. Hey, crew.
The man who handles all contortions with a high-pitched voice, Junior.
Morning, everybody.
And the clown.
You love the circus.
The little one that jumps out the Volkswagen, Nephew Tommy.
Oh, you're going to be excited like everybody else. What you
going to do? Good morning. I'm coming out the Volkswagen. Good morning.
Well, you know, ever since you lost the race, the girls pretty much go along with anything I say.
Just anything. We go along with
anything. Pop tea. All right.
Yeah. They,
Steve, you are in love with the circus, though.
This blankety blank lost my five.
And where is my money, Tommy?
In the words of Carla Pharrell, this blankety blank that lost my blanket money.
I'm on Team Tommy, and where's the
Team Tommy?
How you
and,
feel, Steve?
Oh, one other person, and the mouth of the South, Mississippi, Monica.
Hey, boss.
How you feel, Steve? Sounds like you're in a great mood today.
I'm in a great mood, a little under the weather, but that ain't got nothing to do with it. Mm-hmm.
But you're still at work, though.
Hey, you know what? I offer no excuses. I accept none. Mm-hmm.
Have you taken a day off? I mean, I know you've taken a day off.
A couple weeks ago. You don't remember that?
When you're sick, because you don't take days off when you're sick.
Well, see, first of all, let me give him the record, because he don't understand. Because hell yeah, he took a day off. 8 seasons of Family Feud, 200 episodes, never missed a show. Since the talk show has gone to Chicago, 5 years and 1 year out here in L.A., never missed a show. The Steve Harvey Show, Steve Harvey, Cedric the Entertainer, Wendy Raquel, Terry Vaughn, missed one show due to my passing of my mother. One show. Okay. In my stand-up career, I have missed my call twice. Asheville, Tennessee, North Carolina, Asheville, North Carolina, and Birmingham, Alabama, due to a thunderstorm. I just couldn't get there.
And the Steve Harvey radio show?
Yeah, what about this
you
show right
about
here?
300 days at least.
No one's missed more days than you.
Uh-oh. Oh, that's you're crazy.
No, I promise you.
You missed a whole lot.
Oh, no, Tommy. If I'm on vacation, I'm on vacation. But missing days?
I'm not talking about
you
vacation.
Was missing
you
every Monday.
Some days of work. So we're going to sit here lying and acting
no,
like
no, no,
you
no, no, no.
Done
you
that.
Used to miss every Monday.
No.
Oh, man.
You used
okay,
to
hold
lie.
Up. Hold
you
up. All lie. We got to do, when we come back for 30-something funding, yeah. we'll just go and take a poll.
Oh, we have something else for you, too, Steve. Oh,
okay, man, cool. But we'll just take this. a short poll when we come back. We'll be right back.
We ain't going to sit here and just lie, though.
We'll be right back. I ain't got to lie. We'll be back
at 32 after with questions for Steve, too.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Now it's time for something funny, Steve.
And before we do that, Shirley,
Okay.
I just want to take a poll. Let's start with Carla.
Yes.
Carla, between Tommy and I, your honest opinion, who do you think has missed more days, unexcused absence? I'm not talking about vacation. I'm talking about call in, I can't make it, I'm late.
Tommy.
I ain't gonna be. Let's just excuse yourself though. No, no, wait, hold up. Hold on, let's stop.
Let's move on. We've been doing this show for 13 years. Tommy, next. What's your next question?
Okay, cool. Thank
we have some questions. Yeah.
Tommy, you've been the latest and you've missed. Shirley, would you agree that Tommy has been later than more than anybody on the show?
Well, it's funny, Steve, that you brought up the Mondays because remember, my mom, who is an avid listener of our show, always said, well, it's Monday. You know, Tommy's
don't
not going to be
Monday.
There.
Don't count Monday.
Don't count Monday. It ain't before other days to count.
We're here on Mondays.
Don't count Monday night.
Yeah. All right, I rest my case. What y'all got for 37
fun? We have some fun questions for you, Steve. You know you love it when we ask Steve. So this is part of Ask Steve. And I have the first question. How do you instantly know, your instincts kick in? How do you instantly know that someone is just an idiot?
How do I know somebody?
Yes.
It's usually by their sentence structure. I usually know, usually about, you know, like if they talking in a paragraph, about three sentences in, if it ain't connecting, and you a person is talking to you, and in three sentences, you don't know what it's about, you don't get an angle, or you can't figure out a subject, you are talking to an idiot.
Okay.
Example. So. Man, this is what I'm just trying to say. See, now, before y'all say something, look here. I already know what y'all going to do about this. So this all I'm saying. And why is y'all feeling this way about it?
And you're looking like, what?
No, I'm sitting up here going, okay. Okay. I don't have a subject.
Right.
It's not tied to anything. I don't know where the hell this is going. This is an idiot.
All right, Carla, come on. Next question.
We got that cleared up. All right. What items or products are found only in a rich household?
Oh, he can run. This going to take the break right here.
What? Okay, ask me again.
What items or products are only found in a rich household or rich households?
Oh.
What do you have in your house, basically, that we don't have?
Yeah. Because you got stuff we don't know.
Relics from high-end stores. For example, if you shop at a... Okay.
Fix it for
Come
us.
On, yeah.
Relics?
Mostly in rich people houses, it's boxes from stores where when you walk in the store, they only sell that one brand. You know, Louis Vuitton just sell Louis Vuitton. Gucci just sell Gucci.
Right.
You walk Stefano Ricci just sell Stefano Ricci.
Okay,
all they boxes and closets has stuff in it from there.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. So boxes from Louis.
Also.
Gucci. Also.
You have things that match that, like your cigar case. Will match your shoes.
What?
Oh,
ooh, that's
wow.
rich. Woo, that's
all rich. Yes, yes, really? It is. Yes, it is.
I'll tell you another thing you'll find in rich people's houses. Furnishings are from brands that you did not know offered furnishings.
Okay.
For
okay,
example, okay. There is an office that is completely made by Bentley.
The car people?
What?
The car people.
They got furniture?
So
you got an
so
office that drives?
So there's Bentley furniture.
So what? That's balling. Uh-huh. That's rich household right
okay,
there.
Okay, I think you answered that question.
Fendi has furniture.
What?
Yeah, Fendi has furniture. Fendi makes televisions.
Whoa.
What?
That I didn't know.
Fendi makes carpet. Yeah,
that's
some stuff that's in their houses that you
want. I don't want
see.
My television from somebody that make carpet. I don't want that.
See, that's right. But Tommy, here's the deal. When you look at it, it's not a television.
Is the carpet on the TV?
It's not a television.
No, it's not a television.
like a piece of furniture?
It's an alligator or ostrich-wrapped mirror.
Whoa.
Boom. Get your life.
And then when you cut it on, it transforms into a television. When it's off, you have no idea.
It's just
the mirror come on. I like that. TV is wrapped with ostrich.
Mm-hmm. Come on, Junior.
Okay, come on. You have one, Junior. Let's go.
All right.
Let's get the hell out of it.
This is Ask Steve. We're just asking you
just
fun questions, Steve.
Okay, you know, I got some scars, but what scars do you have and how did you get them? Like, what did you do?
I got one scar that goes from right under the cup of my butt down to the back of my knee. I got hung
that's
on
love.
The fence.
That ain't number love there.
Climbing.
Go ahead.
I got hung on the fence climbing it. And you know them little, you know, little chain link fences? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And at the top of the fence, they crisscross with the little points on them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I got my thigh hung up on that fence and fell off. And that ripped me from my butt cheek down to the back of my knee.
What were you doing?
Ouch. That. Can you just say ouch to that?
I got some stretch marks on my butt from pledging.
I think we all have those.
And I pledged, Shirley?
Yeah, but I got stretch marks.
Well, Shirley has real stretch marks. Mine was induced from ass whooping. and then I have several things that looks like black dots. That's buckshot.
Your body is interesting.
Shot.
Sounding.
God.
Okay.
I didn't get the ass one. Okay,
I know, but coming up next, it's Nephew Tommy. It's his time to run that prank back. And also, you're going to get a question in for your uncle in Asti. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, you know Miss Ann is going to be here with today's national news. And it's time for the nephew to run that prank back. But before we get to that, we started off the show with asking Steve some fun questions just that we wanted to ask him about. And nephew, you didn't get a chance to ask yours, so now's
your
time.
I got one. That's right. That's right. I got one. Uncle Steve.
Oh, let me sit up. Okay.
come on.
Sit up.
What do you miss the most about being a kid?
Oh,
well, that's cute.
I like that question, yeah.
Ride my bike.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Really?
Ooh, the freedom, like how I felt riding my bike.
Oh man, that was
exhilarating. Standing up on my pedals, man. Come on, man.
What?
Got my raccoon tail tied on there. See, this before your time, Tommy, so just stay out this conversation. What?
You by yourself, you notice that, don't you?
Y'all understand. Y'all wasn't players in the game. Y'all didn't know it.
Good question.
Now, ask me what I miss most about this fame, what I miss, what I wish I could do. I wish I could go to a movie. Mm-hmm. I wish I could go to a movie, man, at a theater and just watch a movie whenever I wanted to. Mm-hmm. And I wish I could go and sit down in a food court because I used to love people watching.
Oh,
sit
yeah,
in the
yeah,
food
yeah.
court and eat some damn Panda Express.
Ooh, that's the Panda life, Steve.
Boy, you don't understand.
They in every food court nation.
Yeah.
Boy, give me some Panda Express
Panda.
And sit back, but be slumped in my seat, but had a plate up against my chest. Be just eating and watching people, but ain't nobody know me. Oh, man.
Those are the days when you weren't
that,
famous.
Man. I missed that.
All right, well, we'll ask you more questions throughout the morning, Steve. But right now, it is time for the nephew to run that prank back. What you got, Neff?
We're going to bounce a check this morning, Shirley. That's what we're going to do.
Wow.
You bounced a check. Here it is.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Sister Monica, please.
Who's calling?
This is Brother Deshaun. I'm calling. Actually, I'm a member of Greater Missionary Baptist Church.
How can I help you?
Calling you actually about the offering. Now, did you I know you paid your tithes.
Yeah, I pay my tithes every Sunday.
Okay. Now, you paid a love offering as well, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now, this past Sunday, I'm looking at a check that you left us with bank.
Right. I sure did. I wrote a check Sunday.
Okay. Now, the check, ma'am, was $250. Am I correct?
Right. I wrote two checks for my tithes and the love offering. Right. I wrote one for $250 for the love offering.
Okay, now.
What is this call regarding? Why are you calling me?
Well, what I wanted to tell you is that I hate to be a bearer of bad news, but your your check that you wrote for $250 actually has bounced. And
wait a minute. You said my check bounced for $250?
Your check bounced. So what I'm doing is calling you about recouping the $250 as well as, you know, you cost us $30 in bank fees.
Wait a minute now. I wrote two checks. I wrote a check for $100. Did that one bounce?
I don't see to it that one bounced. All I know is the one that the love offering has bounced.
Well, did you put them in at the same time? Because I wrote them at the same time.
They all go in on Monday, ma'am. Now, I didn't put them in at the same time. I've been putting them in for the last 2-3 years. The problem is, why would people write these?
What is your name?
Brother Deshaun.
And you was there this Sunday?
I was there. I don't think it matters when I was there, ma'am. The problem is that I didn't put these checks in, and I don't understand why y'all write these checks to the church,
knowing that they're going to bounce. Y'all write these checks.
There's a lot of people write
these. My checks are good.
Well, not,
I don't write bad checks.
Well, why did
one clear, why the other one didn't clear?
Maybe you didn't have enough money for both of them to clear.
What did you just say?
Maybe you didn't have enough money in the bank for both of them to clear, and I don't understand why people write these.
I got plenty money in the bank, and all my checks clear. I don't write no rubber checks.
Well, you wrote one on Sunday, and that's the problem. How are you going to try to give a look?
Wait a minute. I think you got me confused with somebody else. I don't write no bad checks.
You done wrote this.
I'm trying to be nice to you.
I'm trying to be nice to you. When can we expect the $250 plus the $30?
So
we
wait, $30?
That's the bank fees, ma'am, for the doggone check bouncing.
My check didn't bounce. I'm going to check my bank, and if my check clear, you're going to pay me $30 for calling me, harassing me about a $250 check bounce. I don't write no
Why would you write check? What, you want to sit up in the church and write these big number checks when you know you ain't got it in the bank?
What the did you say?
I said, why would you write these checks when the money ain't in there?
Let me tell you one thing. I don't write no bad checks, and you got a lot of nerves calling me, telling me my check bounced.
Your check is the one that has bounced. And
I'll tell you what you do. Since my check bounced, you pay the since you got all the money. And don't call me with this again. Hello?
Don't you hang up on me no more. When are we going to get this $250 and this
$30? Who is that she's calling
you? Somebody from the church talking about I wrote a bad check. I don't write no
You did write a bad check.
I didn't write no bad check.
Yes, you did.
Wait a minute. Why are you calling me? Why the treasurer don't call me at church?
The treasure is
the deacon,
busy.
I ain't never know the deacon called nobody about no bad check. Your is full of
and
thank you. You got the money.
Who in the hell is that in the background? Who is that?
Never mind who it is. We both go to the same church. And you going to call me to my I wrote a bad check. You don't you call me no more. And if the check bad, you pay it, okay?
Do pastor know you talking like this?
Do pastor know you calling me? Can you answer that?
Look, when are we going to get this $280 is what we're looking for from you.
I wrote a check for $250.
And
you will not get $280.
You
put the $30 with it.
You put $250 in there, it bounced. $30 cost us on bank fees. That's $280. When can the church expect their money?
Never. Not no $280. You will never get $280.
You're going to make me
and
come by your...
And my check then... What did you say? I'm going to do what?
You're going to make me come by your house and get this money.
Bring your on. Bring it. Bring your on.
What is the address on
Look
this
on
check?
The check?
I got it off the check.
Well, bring your on. I bet you you'll be limping back.
I'm watching you. You better not be spending no money nowhere. You better not spend nothing till I get this $250 plus $30.
Whatever I want to, okay?
No, you know what?
I am, and you don't call me no more with this because my check did not bounce. I don't see how one check went through and the other bounced.
Let me say this to you. We cannot accept you back into the house of the Lord no more until...
What did you say?
You are not... Don't you come in there Sunday until
I'm
we get...
I'm coming up in there Sunday and... I'm going to make sure I find your because you the person I want to see.
You're going to...
And you know what? I'm going to call the pastor right now and ask him because I don't believe my check bounced. You full of...
Well, let me say this before you call pastor.
No, I'm going to call pastor. No, you should have talked with pastor before you call me with this information.
I got one more thing I need
what
to say to you.
You ain't got nothing to say to me. You done upset me with this... I'm talking about I bounced a check. You should have went to pastor before you called me with this...
I told pastor when I get, but I got one more thing to say before I leave. Is you listening?
What do you got to say to me? What do you have to say now that you're going to pay the check?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your girlfriend.
Wait, what did you say?
Baby,
What did you say?
I say, this is Nephew Tommy, baby, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your girlfriend has pranked you.
I'm going to beat that. She just left here flying out the door in a hurt. No, she didn't. I'm
going to
that.
Let me ask you one more thing, though, baby. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
That's how you bounce it, Jack.
We don't need your lesson.
Did I go too far?
Yeah, you did.
Every time. Every time.
All right, thank you, Nev. Coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann is going to be here with our national news, and we're going to talk about this survey concerning the Second Amendment. 1 in 5 Americans want the Second Amendment repealed.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Retired Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens, Steve, published an opinion editorial, an op-ed in the New York Times titled Repeal the Second Amendment. But according to a recent poll, he'll have to change a lot of minds to get that done. Back in February, The Economist and YouGov asked Americans if they supported such a proposal. 21% said they were okay with repealing the Second Amendment, but 60% said they were opposed to such a plan. Now, if you break the poll down further, it reveals that 39% of Democrats support a repeal, but only 8% of Republicans support such a complete repeal. I don't see any surprise here. I mean, you know,
no,
nothing.
It's all tied to money, folks. It's nothing else. It's just money and profit. And they care more about that than they care about the lives of these people who are being gunned down. The Second Amendment was written when people had musket guns. You could fire off a round every 30, 40 seconds. There's automatic. They have assault weapons out here now.
This military.
Bump stocks, magazines, military style, assault rifles. To assault.
And now
you have to make some amendments. I don't think they should repeal it. That's going to be too hard of a war.
Oh,
but they've got to amend it greatly. This Constitution is too old. It's dated. If you put back everything in the Constitution that was originally there, people would be flabbergasted. First of all, y'all women could not vote.
Yep.
Right.
Black people could not vote.
Right.
Then, when you did count for anything, the black person was considered 3/5 of a human being. That's in your Constitution. That's that damn piece of paper they keep hanging on to, like it's a Bible or something.
Yeah, so the amendment needs an addendum.
Amending.
Amending. Yeah. You're absolutely right, because it's not going to happen. It's not.
But, I mean, some change is definitely needed, but, you know. I just don't see it happening, and I'm not being pessimistic or anything.
No, I just don't see it happening
because, you know, they fiercely protect the Second Amendment more than it seems any other amendment or anything in the Constitution.
Because this is the amendment that's tied to their profit and their power.
Yeah.
And nothing means more to them than their profit and their power. Not loss of life, not school shootings, not church shootings, not theater shootings, not massive shootings up at a event in Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing matters more to them than their power and their profit. And they will prove it to you. You can quit talking to these men. Because they're not giving that up.
Is it safe to say it's going to happen? It just won't happen till maybe the millennials take over. I think it'll happen once they take over.
Well, these millennials are going to make some changes, but it's going to be a dog fight.
Yeah.
It's going to be a dog fight.
All right, Steve, we got to move on. Miss Ann is here. Please introduce her.
Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, Miss Ann Tripp.
Steve is so crazy. Thank you very much, everybody. Good morning. This is Antrip with the news. Okay, let us get serious. Funeral services are being held later today in Sacramento, California for Stephon Clark. Reverend Al Sharpton is going to be delivering the eulogy. Stephon Clark is a 22-year-old father who was shot to death in his grandparents' backyard by white cops who say they thought he was the man reportedly breaking into car windows and that they thought he had a gun. They shot Stephon Clark 20 times. It turns out that Clark was merely holding a cell phone. Sacramento Police Chief Daniel Hahn is the first African-American to hold the post of chief in Sacramento. He's asked the California Attorney General's office to play an independent role in the investigation. New York Congresswoman Nydia Velazquez says that the Trump administration's idea of adding a question on citizenship on the upcoming census is a political plot. The congresswoman says asking people about their immigration status in 2020 is going to scare certain people into not answering and then drive down the population numbers. And that'll lead to New York and so many other states, Texas, California, and others, losing federal funding and seats in Congress. So that's why Velazquez says the situation is so serious.
We are going to fight this in the streets. We're going to fight this in the courts. And we are going to fight this in the U.S. Congress.
Representative Velazquez is already co-sponsoring a bill that would require the U.S. Commerce Department, they're the people who handle the census stuff, to get congressional approval before changing the census questionnaire. The Trump administration has put an end to a program that allowed as many as 4,000 Liberians to legally reside in the United States. A cancellation of the program was called the Deferred Enhanced Departure Program, or DED. It affects not only the thousands of DED holders, but also, of course, their families, some of whom have lived in the U.S. since the early 90s. Because of the civil wars that have raged in that African country for decades, beneficiaries of the program now have 12 months to leave the country. Many say they have very little to go back to, maybe very little, and their children have never even known the country. The former Subway sandwich pitchman Jared Fogle's in the news again. Fogle's trying to get out of jail. He argues that his conviction on child pornography charges was based, he says, on an illegal conspiracy charge and should be thrown out. Jared Fogle is serving a 15-year, 8-month sentence after pleading guilty to distributing child pornography and traveling for paid sex with minors. The people at Facebook working on ways to keep users' information private. First of all, the users can now see which data of theirs is being shared, and they can now either delete their information or prevent it from being shared. A white woman in South Africa sentenced to 2 years in prison for racially abusing a black police officer verbally. Authorities say the cop was trying to help her after her car was burglarized and her racist rant was caught on video and widely circulated on social media. Prosecutors calling the prison sentence verbal racism unprecedented. The woman says she intends to appeal. Finally, today is Holy Thursday and also National Vietnam War Veterans Day. We'll be back with more entertainment and today's trending topics 20 minutes after the hour on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tyler Perry's latest film, Acrimony, reunites the director with Taraji P. Henson in a fiery, thrilling tale of love and betrayal. Taraji P. Henson stars as a faithful woman who is crossed by her man after she has stood by him for far, far too long. Wounded and wronged, Taraji's character Melinda gets even with a man who only gave her empty promises. Revenge is only the beginning. Hell hath no fury like a Taraji scorned. Go see it for yourself in Tyler Perry's Acrimony, now playing in theaters. All right, well, guess who is trending? Guess who is trending, guys, on social media? Just take a wild guess. The one and only, our fearless leader, Steve Harvey.
Oh, what have you done now?
You got to check out the Migos, huh?
For what?
Well, okay, look, Steve, you got to check out the Migos. I know you've seen this. Their new music video, Walk It, Talk It. We have it posted on SteveHarveyFM.com, so check it out. The Migos' Walk It, Talk It music video is throwing back. It's a throwback setting in Soul Train. Remember how we all grew up watching Soul Train?
Right.
Jamie Foxx is playing Ron Delirious instead of Don Cornelius, okay? But Quavo from the Migos, Steve, looks just like you, a young Steve Harvey, in this video.
Quavo!
Look at it right now.
Okay, hold up. I'm pulling up.
Gym.
Oh, that do look like you, dog.
Don't it look just like you?
Yes, like
that look like you.
Does that Quavo. Bring back memory, Steve?
Shout out to Quavo for making me feel good. You threw me back, boy.
You need to get them on your show, Steve.
They are rock stars.
They are. Them boys are huge. They are so huge.
Yeah, I saw them on Saturday Night Live, man. They are huge.
Everybody loves them. Yeah.
Is that Drake? I'm finna get this put on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm finna get this put on.
Yeah,
I'm
you gotta get this put on.
You look, Quavo look just like you. Everybody's been commenting too on social media. Saying, he looked just like Steve Harvey. Oh, man.
Because he has a thick mustache and a big fro like he used to have, Steve.
Man, I'm finna post this. This dude. This dude.
Quavo.
Another spelling bee. Quavo. How are you gonna spell it though? Just
Quay and then Vo.
Q U, because all Q's always gets Q U.
Okay.
Yeah.
Quay A.
Uh huh.
Vo V O.
You got it. That's it.
Yeah.
You know what? When you sound it out though, Steve, you pretty much nail it.
Tommy. We found that out yesterday though, didn't we?
Not really.
No, Tommy, for real.
Yeah, you don't go by the rules all the time. Like, most difficult.
Well, I wanted you, you know what I wanted you to do, Steve? Now that you've seen this video, any kind of advice you want to give to the players to walk it, talk it? That's the title of the song, especially these young folks.
Yeah, I want y'all, you know, keep it pimping, man. You know, just know. Know that all this comes back around.
Be a man of your word. How about that?
Keep it all of this comes back around. What I was is what I'm is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, we got to go.
You wore a diaper when you came in here? You going to wear one before you leave out?
No, we got to go. What? Coming up in 34 after, the demand for justice continues in Sacramento. We'll get serious when we come back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, Tuesday, the Louisiana Attorney General of Louisiana said that the two Baton Rouge police officers will not be prosecuted for shooting and killing 37-year-old Alton Sterling back in 2016. You remember that story, Steve, when the Alton Sterling was standing outside of the liquor store selling CDs and stuff?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, and that doesn't...
yeah, here we go again. I mean... No charges.
The fact that it doesn't puzzle you anymore.
This cannot be our norm. No. You know, we cannot become desensitized.
They've made it the norm.
Yeah. Don't know. All right. Well, then yesterday, a group of protesters took over the Sacramento City Council meeting, which was held to let residents voice their concerns about the death of Stephon Clark, the 22-year-old unarmed man who was shot by police on March 18th. During the meeting, Clark's brother, Stevante Clark, jumped up on the council member's table and demanded to speak. He led a chant of his brother's name, Stephon Clark, Stephon Clark, they were saying, and expressed his doubts that anything would be done to seek justice for the officers who shot his brother. Now the California Attorney General will investigate this shooting. I think the chief of police called them in so they can oversee, you know, what they were doing as far as this case is concerned. Yeah. Here we go again. When will something be done? I mean, seriously.
Look, until there has to be laws put in place for police officers who murder people in the line of duty. See, what they keep, here's where they're getting us at. In the line of duty simply means what it's supposed to mean in the line of doing your job, your duty as a police officer. What they're interpreting at is when a police officer kills you in the line of duty, it just simply means if he was at work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's all it's meaning right
he
now.
He on the clock. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. If he was at work, he's killed you in the line of duty.
Yeah.
All an officer has to say was he felt threatened, feared for his life.
There you go, Steve.
I thought it was a gun. But here's the problem. Where is the halt? Show me your hands. Yeah. Hard for him to shoot.
With a cell phone.
If you, how about some instructions? Put your hands in the air where we can see them. Get on your knees, put your hands behind your head. You don't have to shoot them then. But if you're going in the backyard to shoot the black target that you've been practicing on the range, Because all the targets is on white paper with black silhouettes. And everything is a kill shot. So we not apprehending nobody. We don't apprehend black people.
No, sir.
No, no. We kill black people.
And arrest all others?
Yeah. But what you do here is turn your microphone off. That's what you do here.
Yeah, mute your mic.
Stephon Clark.
Mute your mics.
Mm-hmm. Fatal shooting, yes. You did.
Mute your mic so they don't hear the truth.
Yeah.
Come on, man. That's cover up. Yeah. You know.
Yeah. Murder.
They pay more attention to the president sleeping with the porn star and the Playboy bunny. They try to get to the bottom of that more than they do these killings.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. Sad but true, Steve.
No, it's a damn shame. Mm-hmm. It's it really a is. Damn shame. Yeah. And it's happening to no one else.
And far too frequently.
Yeah.
It's happening to no one else.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Over and over, yeah. And over.
And we all have a right to be outraged. We do. Yeah. We have a right to be outraged.
This is not going to change until two things happen.
Okay.
The police have to be outraged with their own behavior, and a lot of white people are going to have to be outraged. Slavery didn't stop being slavery because black people was tired of being slaves.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Coming up, we're going to switch gears again. Nephew Tommy has a prank phone call coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, I don't have time for these games. I don't. But right now, it is time for the nephew and his prank phone call. We certainly have time for that. What you got, Neff?
Your wife is having a black baby.
What? Yes, she is.
Is
she black?
No, this didn't go right.
I'm confused.
Your wife.
Yeah.
Is having a black baby.
Oh, Lord.
Get on board, man.
Do you remember that scene in Life?
When they were holding that baby.
I'm that baby's baby.
I'll be as happy. Jiggling, 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 jiggling. Been locked up before. Ain't got no problem making no adjustments then.
Talk about Bernie Mac.
Mm-hmm. Bernie was classic.
Yes, boy. He was. The way he talked.
Here it is. Your wife having a black baby.
Hello?
Hello. I'm looking for a William.
This Mr.
How you doing? Listen, my name is Simmons. I was, I don't know how to, oh, man. My wife and I evidently go to the same fertility specialist that you and your wife go to, Dr. Doc. Are you familiar with Dr.?
Familiar with Dr., but that's supposed to be confidential.
Yeah, I'm aware of that as well, sir. My wife is out on business right now. She's gone for, won't be back until Tuesday, but I got a call today, a very disturbing phone call, and wanted to, you know, I looked your number up. They did tell me what was going on, and kind of wanted to let
Somebody told you my number? You got my number from somebody?
No, I looked up your number. Here it is, in a nutshell. My wife and I, evidently, you and your wife have been going through the same type of problems of trying to get pregnant and so forth and so on. And from my understanding, your wife is, what, 4 or 5 months pregnant? I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. Yeah, my wife is exactly 5 months pregnant, but I'm still confused on how you're getting in touch with me and what this has to do with me.
Well,
I mean, all that stuff that we've gone through is totally confidential, and I'm kind of offended that you're calling me.
I understand that. Well, what's happening is I got a phone call from the doctor's office today. It seems like there's been a huge mistake by the doctor's office. Evidently, your wife has been artificially inseminated with my seed, and I was...
What?
I mean, I'm just as disturbed as you are. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, me and my wife are, you know, my wife is 2 months pregnant, and finally...
How could they do something like that? I mean, that doesn't make any sense. I
have no idea. All I know is that, you know, I hate to use the expression, but I'm your wife's baby's daddy. And
no, okay, wait a minute.
So
that doesn't happen. No way.
Sir, I'm trying to make sure I bring the news to you and see if there's anything that we can do to. I mean, after being 5 months pregnant, it's kind of hard to rectify the problem. So
okay, I don't want this to sound rude, and I don't want this to sound wrong. You said baby daddy. Are you black?
Yeah.
You're black, and my wife is gonna have a black baby.
Well, yeah, your wife is gonna have a black baby. But what I want you to know is, I'm not paying no child support. That's
you're
what.
You're about child support, and my wife is having some other black dude's kid. Are you crazy?
No, I'm not.
Are you out of your mind?
No, I'm not out of my mind. I'm just saying, I didn't lay down and conceive a child with your wife, so I'm making sure I'm not finna be paying no child support.
Man, I'm not even worried about the child support. I'll pay the child support. I'm worried about some doctor making a huge mistake and oh my God.
Your wife is having.
My wife is gonna have a black baby. I can't believe that. This is unbelievable. It's unbelievable, and I can't believe you didn't even call my house.
What?
And give me the doctor should give me the.
Well, don't you
I'm
want
offended.
It? It doesn't matter who gives you the news, as long as you get the news. Now, what I want you to do is this: please don't be giving the baby no white names and stuff.
Make white names. I can't believe that you're so. This is incredible. Incredible. Oh my gosh. Oh. Call me on Sunday. Give me the. I'm ready to go crazy. This is crazy.
Okay, this is no reason to be violent, sir. You see what I'm saying? This is already
no reason
me.
To be violent. You're worried about me about paying child support and talking about your seed and your baby's daddy and all. Oh man, this is bringing the best out of me. I can promise you. Unbelievable, man.
Let me ask you something, sir. Do you think you may need anger management? I mean, you're not going. You're not gonna beat my child, are you?
Oh, no. Oh man, you know how to push man's buttons. I can promise you, man, that's crazy. No, I ain't gonna beat nobody's baby. That's crazy.
See, I don't want you being violent to me and your wife's baby.
Spin this thing around, huh, man? Where the do you live, man? Who the is this?
Okay.
Who the is this? Because this is crazy.
Well, here's what I'm gonna ask you. Do you think you might want to be the godfather to the child?
to my own kid? No. Well, I guess it wouldn't be my kid.
It's me and your wife's child.
God, you don't you say that, you crazy. Don't you say that. That drives me even thinking about something like that.
It's
don't
me.
Don't you talk about something like that.
But it's me and your wife's child.
No, it ain't you and my wife. It was a mistake. So don't you even talk like that, you crazy. I'll tear a hole in your head. Don't you talk like that.
Okay. You're going to tear a hole in whose head?
In your head, you crazy.
See, that? This, see, this,
follow me up.
This is the kind of thing I don't want my child around. This type of talk. This type of violence. See, you white folks get mad and want to kill everybody in the room. Won't you kill who you mad at? Why do y'all do that?
You. Who the this, man?
Can I say one more thing to you? Can I do that?
I don't know if I can take any more news from you, man. I'm jumped through the phone.
I got one more thing to say to you. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your wife.
Oh, God. Oh, I'm going to kill that. Oh, man. Oh, it took us so long trying to get pregnant. She's going to play a game like this. That's wrong. Oh, you got me, man. You freaking got me, man. Yeah, we listen to the Steve Harvey Radio Show all the time, man. That's awesome. You guys are great. Oh, man. I'm going to go find her and give her a big kiss. I'm going to do that for her. God.
All right, man. I got
you
one.
Son of a
I got one more question for you, baby. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Radio Show in the Morning.
What y'all think about that?
Yeah. Yeah. That,
huh?
That.
I have no you words. Play too much.
That's a home run hitter right there.
That was really, really wrong on so many levels.
I have no words.
But did you like it, though?
Yeah. I'm going to pray for you, though. I am.
Oh, they praying for me all over the country.
Harder. I'm going
to
pray harder.
How you like something you got to pray for?
Because it's funny.
I don't know, man. He don't be nervous or nothing. He just out in public just shopping.
That's his job.
I'd be nervous in public, Jim. I'd be nervous. I'd had a few people run up on me.
Yeah, you have.
I done had some people run up on me. You ever feel an ass whooping coming? You ever feel one?
Hell yeah.
I done had it.
Yeah, when I was, yeah.
Not,
yeah. But I was a kid.
Yeah, I got one younger,
better than
yeah.
that. You ever had it come?
it got there.
Yeah, I'm talking about I had the feeling, and then it arrived right after that.
Boy.
God, dog.
Had it come.
Man. Lexington, Kentucky, April 5th, 6th, and 7th. That's Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Comedy off Broadway. The Nephew is coming back to town. Get your tickets on sale right now. You can get them at the box office. You can go online and get them. I don't care how you get them, but ignorance is on its way to Lexington, Kentucky. You know, stupidity only come around once every 3-4 years. Really?
No, it don't. It come on way more often.
Oh, you just woke up.
Everybody got you on the radio.
You got my tickets.
Work on Carla's tickets. We're going to work on this. I sound like Don Cornelius right there. Coming up at the top of the hour, Strawberry Letter. The subject, I don't have time for these games. Hiring? Every business needs great people, and a better way to find them. Something better than posting your job online and just praying for the right people to see it. ZipRecruiter knew there was a smarter way, so they built a platform that finds the right job candidates for you. ZipRecruiter learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply to your job. These invitations have revolutionized how you find your next hire. Right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. That's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Right now, it's time for today's Strawberry Letter. If you're in a situation and you need some help, submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com. Steve and I could be reading your letter on the air right now, like we're reading this one in a second. Go ahead, nephew.
What is taking Netflix so long to call?
Would you get...
All right, buckle up. Hold on tight.
It's
we
them
got
five
it
shows
it
you sold out of Chuckles.
Six of them, dog. Come
on, they ain't never heard of it.
Buckle up, hold on tight. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
All right, thank you, Neff. Subject, I don't have time for these games. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I have been married for 11 years, and one of our main problems is his 14-year-old daughter, my stepdaughter. To put it nicely, she is a liar and a manipulator. I have always treated her as if she was my own child, and honestly, I treated her better than her own mother does. I often made sacrifices to make sure she has what she needs and wants. My issue is, as long as I was spending my money, she loved me to death. The moment I told her no and I had to discipline her, she turned on me. It's March, and this child has not spoken to me since December. She even put a very hurtful post about me on her Facebook page. I showed the Facebook post to her daddy, and he blew me off. Now he allows her to walk around our house and not speak to me. If I say anything to her, she acts as though I don't exist. She recently texted her daddy lies about me, and he had the nerve to come home and blow up at me. She's daddy's baby. So now I have just checked out, and when it comes to her, I have blocked her number in my phone, and when she comes to our house, I stay in my room. My husband doesn't understand why I'm so upset. I feel used and disrespected. How can I resolve this issue and get my husband to see the truth? I'm at the end of my rope. Please help. Yeah. This is a bunch of disrespect right here. And it's on her part, the 14-year-old. You shouldn't be in this kind of a standoff, an impasse with a 14-year-old child. You shouldn't be. You're a grown woman. You've been married to her dad, your husband, for 11 years. It's time for him to step up and be a man and put his 14-year-old daughter in her place and let her know that she has no right or reason to be disrespecting you, because as long as he lets it go on, she feels, she has a right to continue to disrespect you. So you don't have to play her games. You say you don't have time for these games. Don't play her games. That's not just her dad's house. It's your house, too. So you have to let her know that when she comes to the house, she has to speak, not be disrespectful to you. And you need to have a conversation with your husband. I mean, a conversation, not one where you blow up and get mad and all of that. You got to tell him, this is your house and you guys have to present a united front to this 14-year-old child. How is she
able to just walk around your house and do all these things. I mean, it's completely disrespectful. You got to let her know. You got to let him know. And you guys got to talk about this situation and put this 14-year-old child in a child's place where she should be. Steve?
You know, this is simply when adults have allowed a child to get away with something and act a certain way without consequence far too long. Mm-hmm. She 14. Who does this? First of all, I know exactly where you coming from with this. As long as you spending money, you cool, but then you don't. I've seen that before.
Wow.
But let me help you out with a couple of things. First of all, this is on the father. He cannot let nobody come into your house and disrespect you. That cannot happen. As a man, he should not allow that to happen. The fact that it's March and she ain't spoken, she hasn't spoke to you since December. Really?
That's crazy.
Are you kidding me? I wish you would come in my house and don't open your mouth to me. Hmm. I promise you, you wish you wasn't standing in there. I'm gonna tell you, man. You're not gonna come in my house and disrespect me. You shouldn't have to go to your room because a child is over at the house. Now your dumbass husband. Let's just talk about him for a minute.
Okay.
Who's sitting up in here, man, and gonna lose his wife over his child? Now, if it were reversed, I would understand. A woman could lose her man over a child. If a man is disrespectful to the child or to her, then a woman is different. But this man right here is listening to everything she say, ain't listening to nothing you say. Now, you in your house unhappy, they downstairs eating grilled cheese. Man, what? You should not allow anyone to come in your house and make you have to run for cover. Yeah. You shouldn't have to do this. I promise you, I'm not going to be the only one uncomfortable in my house. I bet you I am.
What are you going to do, Steve?
I bet you I am. I'm going to say that for the second half of the letter.
Okay.
I'm going to just come up with a list of stuff that I tighten everybody up in here.
Mm-hmm.
But hear what you're not going to do, though. You're not going to ruin my day. And her father should step in and say, you know what? Enough's enough. You don't come in here and disrespect a woman and her. First, she just said, that's just common courtesy.
Yeah.
Skip whatever she feels. You can't come to another person's home and disrespect them in their home. That's basic 101. If you don't like the rules of a person's house, like my father and mama always told me, if you don't like what's happening down at Ricky's house, don't go down to Ricky's house.
Yeah. That's right.
That's simple.
Because it's popping off down there. Don't come back up in here and talk about, she hollered at me, Ricky mama said we had to stop playing marbles and took our marbles. Don't go to Ricky house playing marbles no more, because that's that woman house.
Mm-hmm.
You should be the same way. Now, you're not. So this 14-year-old is disrespecting. Run all up. Now, she done text him at work. He come in and blow up at you over something she text. And she lies. You can fix that. Come in here and blow up at me again. It ain't a woman in here can't fix that. He come in the house and blow up at you over something she said. Come in here one more time snapping off on me with something your little lying ass baby done said.
One more time.
Come in here one more time and snap off with me with something your little lying ass baby done said. And see what happened to you and her.
Y'all gonna be
together. Dog, I'm telling you how to end this.
Yes.
You can end this with some direct conversation. Sitting up in here disrespecting me in my house. When we come back, I'm gonna have a list of things you can do where you ain't got the only one to be tight in this house.
All right. We'll be back at 23 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's get part two of your response to today's strawberry letter. I don't have time for these games.
Here this 14-year-old girl comes over to this woman's house who's married to her father for 11 years, and it's just a problem. She hasn't spoken to this woman since December. She's very disrespectful to her. When she comes over now, the woman goes to her room until she's gone. A 14-year-old coming to my house, and I'm going in my room. Uh-uh, that's not finna happen. Can I tell you something I didn't tell y'all before? Her mama behind this. Her mother. Her mother is blaming this woman in the letter, the reason why her and her daddy ain't got a relationship.
Wow.
Because listen to me. They've been married 11 years. See, let's do some math. They've been married 11 years. The girl ain't but 14. Mm-hmm. One of them years of her 14, her mama was pregnant.
Hello.
Some time before that, the baby had to be conceived.
Uh-oh.
Hello.
Break it down, Steve.
See, now, do you understand where I'm going with this now?
I do.
You had the conception period, the dating period, you had the pregnancy. We only looking at max, a year and a half that we can't exactly explain. And during that year and a half, I can promise you he was dating the woman he's married to. While that woman had just had this baby or pregnant. Now, she gets the ring and her ass left with the 14-year-old.
Makes sense to me. I hear you.
Huh?
I hear what you're saying.
So now, while she at home, when she go to visit, that heifer over there is the reason me and your daddy ain't together.
Yeah. Poisoning her
mind. So now
here mind.
She bringing it. She's poisoning the girl's mind. That's your problem. It ain't the girl. It's her mama. I promise you that's behind it. Now, whether it's behind it or not, what you ain't finna come up in my house and do is disrespect me. I ain't gonna be the only one in here tight.
What's happening?
So I got a few things you can do.
Okay. Here's
the most, the one with that requires the less guts on your part. Because you the one hiding in your room from this child. Every time she come over, leave for 2 days and don't call your hood.
I like it.
Just leave for 2 days.
No explanation, no phone calls.
Just go somewhere. 2 days. Enjoy yourself. Get your spa treatment.
Yes.
Go on somewhere and chill. Go to work every day. Don't answer his call, nothing. Throw his ass into something. That's for one. Here's the next thing you should do.
Okay.
When they put their cereal on the table or put any plates on your kitchen table, turn the damn table over. Ain't nobody eating a damn thing in here.
Speaking
to me? Ain't nobody eating a damn... Okay. Turn the damn table over.
I like that. Okay.
Bowl of cereal, everybody. Spaghetti, whatever. Turn the damn table over.
Attention grabber, right?
We ain't speaking, we ain't eating.
That's right. That's like it, Steve.
Yeah. I wish I had
one
time
more before
for one
we
more.
Go. One more before we go.
Walk right up to her. Soon as you get right in her face, kiss her dead in her damn mouth with some tongue.
Wait.
What?
Yeah. Heifer.
What is that?
Heifer. I loved it, you.
Okay. On that note, we're gonna go. we gotta
that
get
was
to.
A note?
Yeah, we
dog,
gotta.
Get dog, to, that's how you throw a person into something.
Yeah, that's tight.
You certainly threw me into something.
That's over loving.
All right, please, we gotta get out of here. Email us or Instagram me your thoughts at my girl Shirley, and don't forget to join me today at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time for the Strawberry Letter Live After Show on Facebook Live. Now, Steve, please introduce our girl from the talk. She's here.
Cheryl Underwood.
Steve Harvey, you left out one.
What?
Just open the Easter basket and start biting the candy.
Oh, did I go too far?
Crazy. I love it.
Listen to me now. Okay, you know how powerful Black Panther is, that now the King of Wakanda is now the major figure in the Avengers poster.
I've been seeing him.
And who
town,
is in the center of the poster?
Yeah, it is Chadwick.
That's right, because they know our dollars got power. Right, brothers and sisters? Amen. That is what I'm talking about right now. Tiffany Haddish, you my girl. I love you. But when you partying with Beyonce, stop telling everything. Listen to me. I've been around a lot of parties. And when they asked me what happened, I wasn't there. But that's isn't that right. You in this picture? I wasn't there. Well, wasn't you over there? I wasn't there. Mm-mm. It didn't happen. Snitches get stitches. Stop talking. Now, this is the start of Resurrection Weekend. That's right. But sure, wait, Good Friday. Get ready for Good Friday. Get yourself together for Good Friday. Then get out the club in enough time on Saturday so you can be in the service for Sunrise Service. Am I right, brothers and sisters?
Amen.
Only time Resurrection Weekend.
I stopped going to church.
You go to Bedside Baptist?
It's too crowded.
I just quit going.
It's a sermon on the couch.
It's the show.
It's the show. But it's the only time that men can wear pastel from head to toe with a hat. And
I got one too.
Listen,
girl, I got one.
What you got one? What color is this thing?
Pink.
That's right.
Yes.
Girl,
yes,
I got
Lord.
One. I got Dolce & Gabbana.
Thank you, Lord. Easter Bunny. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'll be in Philadelphia also on Good Friday. I'm doing a show with Corey Holcomb. It's a Live Nation show. Philadelphia, I think it's the Tower Theater. I think that's what it's called.
Oh, that's the Tower.
It's the Tower, right, Tower Theater. Now, I'm getting my jokes together for Sand and Soul. I'm coming correct at Sand and Soul.
Right,
so
now,
I'm getting
Cheryl.
My jokes together. I'm doing a series of shows all over the country to get my jokes together for Sand and Soul. Now, I'm getting my body tight. Now, the top from my waist to my shoulder, ready for Sand and Soul. Now, my belly is not ready yet. So.
Cheryl, we got to get out of here. I have asked you not to do that. Coming up in about 10 minutes, Sister Odell is in the building. Thank you, Cheryl. We love you,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I got to go Cheryl. Get her.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
My love.
I hear.
My Lord. Gracious. My show will.
But not all day. Hello.
Whoa, pray for me. Pray for me. Whoa. Pray for me.
Wow.
My Lord. I let him use me. Yes, he did. Good morning, everyone.
Morning, Sister Odell.
Lord. Hey, Carly.
Hey, Sister Odell. How you doing?
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Hey, Junior.
Morning, Sister Odell.
Oh, your voice is changing a little bit.
I hope it do.
Mm-hmm. Is you sick?
No, man. I'm here.
That's normally when it changes. I talked to you that time on the phone when you had the crisis.
Yes, ma'am.
That's the first time you sound sick. Sound, you know, manly. Oh. Guess you kind of felt like he's getting closer to home, huh?
Really?
Going to see him. Hi, boy.
Yes, ma'am. Sister Odell, good morning.
Mm-hmm. Good. How's Kate?
Oh, my mama good. You know.
Mm-hmm. She's a sweet woman. Huh?
Yes, sir.
She said she wasn't going back out on the boat with you no more.
Well, now we only pier for
because you almost got out there and turned it over.
Yeah, we through with that.
You're a stupid boy to carry your mama out on the water and almost turn it over. Don't be stupid no more with your mama. Wow. Be stupid by yourself.
He's a stupid boy.
Mm-hmm. He's stupid by yourself.
Hello, Shirley.
Well, hello, Sister Odell. So nice to hear your voice today.
Mm-hmm. Usually is.
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
I'm wonderful. What y'all doing today?
Well, just, you know, regular working and, you know, just doing
same
our
old,
thing.
Same old.
Yeah, that we normally do when you come. We're working.
Okay, well, what y'all talking about? Let's get it.
Well, I will say this. Happy early Easter or Resurrection Day.
And my favorite holiday.
Oh, is it?
Died and rose again on the third day.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Lord, have mercy.
Do you have any special plans for this Sunday, Sister O'Donnell?
Girl, I'm going to try to, you know, this is my goal on Easter. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try to save 2,018 souls this weekend.
Oh, such an odd number, Sister O'Donnell.
It ain't odd. It's the year 2018. What's odd about it? You wasn't looking forward to get here? You
know,
the person think 2018 odd is actually an even number.
Okay. Oh. All right.
Odd is 2017.
Yes, ma'am. You're so right, as usual.
I know him is.
Yeah, yes, ma'am. Now, I'm sure you've been watching the news. You heard about Toys R Us, right? They're thinking about closing some of their stores, you know.
Bankruptcy. Yep, Walmart sucked them up like a Hoover. That's what it was.
You're just keeping it real.
Walmart sucked them up like a Hoover. Walmart just started carrying every toy that they had.
Yes, ma'am.
That's made it cheaper. And then you can buy bread at Walmart. See, you can't buy bread at Toys R Us. It's just a one-stop shop.
That's true. Just toys, yeah.
You get a bicycle, school clothes, everything. You can't get none of that at Toys R Us. Well, Tommy could get school clothes at Toys R Us. Because he could wear the same thing that G.I. Joe wore.
Really?
But most other people can't get clothes at Toys R Us.
Uh-huh.
So they gone.
Well, Sister O'Dell, I brought that up, Toys R Us, because it has been in the news a lot lately. People are upset about it. They don't want Toys R Us to close because, I mean, it represents their childhood for a lot of people, you know. Bought a lot
of your childhood is over.
Okay. Well, yes.
Like that?
And so is the store that bought you through your childhood. I miss Pong, but it ain't coming back.
You miss what?
Pong.
Stay woke. Okay.
Yeah, stay woke. What is you crying about Toys R Us for?
Well, Sister O'Dell, the owner of Toys R Us, Charles Lazarus.
Charles Lazarus,
He's 94 years old. Here we go.
Careful now.
Shirley, just talk about the store and the bankruptcy. We can move on.
You don't need to take nothing else.
Yeah.
But it's news, though, guys.
What is it, Shirley?
The owner of Toys R Us, Sister O'Dell, Mr. Charles Lazarus, passed away at 94.
That ain't nothing.
You
thought you tried to hurt me?
No, ma'am, I wasn't trying to hurt you.
Yes, you did. You set it up for the hurt.
No, I don't know why
you thought I was
going
to trip, flip, and go on up out of here.
I don't know why you take it that way, Sister O'Dell.
No, I wasn't. Well, he got to go. Now, the real Lazarus, that's who you want to talk about.
Okay. Oh, in the Bible?
Yeah. Because he the only one made that comeback. That Lazarus. Now, if you tell me he died again, it'd be a problem.
Oh, God.
Because after the law go in there and wake you up from the dead, and you mess around, go out here and get hit by a car, ain't you stupid?
Really, Sister O'Dell?
You had a law to go bring you back from the dead, and then you walk out here and get hit by a city bus.
God.
I'm actually fine with that. We all got to leave. It's a little early. 94 is early.
Oh, is it?
How old are you?
Don't worry about how old I am. It's older than 94, though.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. You look good, Sister O'Dell.
I know it, sweetie.
Oh, you're welcome.
I look good, too. Tommy's the one that looks bad.
Well, Sister O'Dell.
He's a broke-off looking 50.
Thank you. Sister O'Dell, thank you for coming
Tommy
by.
Tommy looks bit of 62. Steve look younger than Tommy.
Carla has to come up now with her reality update, Sister O'Dell. Thank you for joining us today. We'll be back.
Nah, we're going to talk on next break, sweetie.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Come on, Tommy. Introduce Carla.
It's that time, ladies and gentlemen.
It's that time for what?
Reality update.
Tommy?
Yes, ma'am.
Is you seeing me?
Sister O'Dell wants to introduce me, Tommy. Step back. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Sister O'Dell.
Does she?
I'm sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, my girl. The girl with the swerve and the curl.
Hey.
The girl that bring it, know how to sling it.
Yeah.
The girl that they can't figure. Cause she do it bigger. The one that they always said, she said it was just a ledge.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Put your hands together for Mother of the Year.
Oh. Wow. Yes.
One more time. Say it slower. Put your hands together for the Mother of the Year.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Carly Pharrell.
That's how you bring me out, Sister Odell. I love it.
Yeah, sweetie, because I love me some Carly.
I love
just
you too,
as sweet
Sister
as you
Odell.
Want to be to me. I'm, oh, you know, the rest
thank
of
you. Me. Thank you very much.
Tried
all right, crew.
What was I finna tell you just one more of, though? I forgot. I was talking about Tommy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you say he looks old. That's what you look old.
Oh, Lord.
For 50.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, he looks bad for 50.
I don't think so.
Do
but
everybody in your head like dislike me?
All most, your parents? Most of them.
Can we get to
yeah,
the
reality
update?
The one in your head don't like you. Eugene don't care nothing for you. You seen the glasses Tommy wears on Instagram to look intelligent?
Oh, yeah.
You mean his regular everyday glasses?
Yeah, his glasses.
I didn't want to tell him he don't.
Look, can we get to Carla's reality update, Sister Odell?
He likes his glasses.
Come on, Carla.
They is cute. I was just saying that. They is cute.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was trying to just challenge him to his new hashtag 2018.
Oh, you trying to push his buttons. All right, well, let's move on, guys. Here we go. Real Housewives of Atlanta, child.
Woo!
We finally got to see Kenya Moore's husband, Mark Daly.
Uh-huh.
Finally. She had a screening party, if you will, for her domestic violence PSA. Remember, she put this PSA, very powerful PSA, together with all of the ladies, some of the ladies from the show. And she wanted to have this premiere party, so she invited some domestic abuse survivors. She invited them down and had a day of glam for them with hair and makeup and evening gown dresses for the premiere and the party. It was very, very nice what Kenya did. And it was a big night for her. And some of the ladies and the castmates, they wondered why Kenya's husband, he wasn't there at the event to support his wife on her big night. Well, while Kenya was introducing the PSA screening, getting ready for it in her speech, she thanked the ladies, and then she saw her husband, Mark. He surprised her, and she thanked her loving husband, and it was a big surprise for Kenya. She didn't think he was coming. He was able to make the event, and it was good. It was good
That's
to see
great.
Him.
Yeah.
All the ladies, the cast members that were there, they got to meet her husband. So it was cool.
Which one of them got throwed off? Excuse me. Which one of...
Odell or Steve, come on.
Tommy, get stay your boy.
Stay
in character.
Come out. Come in. Come on. Stay in there.
Which one?
Hello. I'm...
What was your question, Sister Odell?
Which one of the women strip when they see the man?
Well, you know, Cynthia was very excited to meet Mark, and Sheree, she was cool. NeNe kind of threw a little shade. He didn't hear the shade, but she
don't
said
she
it.
Always?
Yeah, she said it earlier. But and Candy and her husband, they welcomed him to the group and asked when he was going to move to Atlanta. Things
don't
like that.
Don't get in the group, sweetie.
Because he doesn't want to, right? Carl, he's the one that didn't want to be on TV, right?
No, he didn't. You could tell he was a little uncomfortable about being on TV as well. But Kenya was very happy, and that was cool for her husband to show up and support his wife on her big night. Moving on,
Wait, one more question, Carl. I have to ask you this. What was it, the big thing
I'll
about the...
I'll answer for you, Carly.
About the ring in his nose, or did they make a big deal about that?
Who had a ring in the nose?
Were they making a big deal? Kenya's husband, Mark,
he has a nose piercing. His nose is pierced. Remember like Tupac had back in the day?
Yeah, well, like a
earring
hook?
In his
earring.
Like a stud. A diamond stud earring.
But were they making a big deal out of that, though?
Yeah, they were making an issue about that nose piercing.
Okay.
Yeah, a little bit. A little shade.
Okay.
That's his nose.
You caught on to that.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. So now let me tell you this, Junior. Your girl, Sheree.
Mm-hmm.
She was on the phone with her prison bae, Tyrone, and she was discussing the man cave. And we have to give a shout out to Mikhail, who is a designer and friend to the show. He used to work on the Steve Harvey show on the set. He's interior designer. He's redoing Sheree's basement anyway. Sheree was on the phone with her man, and she's making all these plans for this destination wedding and talking
really?
About that he would
you
be.
You had to give him some time to get there.
Well, he said he was going to be released very soon, and they're planning on him coming to the house and kicking it and getting married. And guess what? Some of the blogs are reporting that Sheree's prison bae, Tyrone, will not be getting out of prison early. He is serving a 120-month sentence for securities.
120 months is 10 years, sweetie.
Come on. Whoa. Come on, Sister Odell.
That's 10 years.
Do
I can
math.
Do that real quick.
Come on.
Yeah, I had four husbands locked up.
How did you now? So basically, his scheduled release date is November 14th, 2022, to be exact. He is not getting it.
Yeah, Big Boss Stavia had four life sentences.
How much time he served?
Big Boss Stavia.
He kept getting time added. He was just killing guards.
Oh, goodness.
We gotta go.
He went to prison for killing two white folks and their hound dogs.
We have to go, Sister Odell.
We have to go, Sister Odell. Thank you for
Carla.
That, though.
We'll be back with more of this craziness right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Stormy Daniels' attorney filed a motion in California overnight. He was seeking to force President Trump and his lawyer, Michael Cohen, to testify under oath. Okay? Stormy Daniels was paid, we all know, $130,000 by Cohen right before the 2016 election in exchange for her keeping quiet about her alleged affair with Trump back in 2006. Okay? Her lawyer, Michael Avenatti, wants to question Trump to find out if he knew about the payment, okay? It's not so much what he did with Stormy Daniels, but it's about the payment and the cover-up and all of that now. He also wants to question Cohen about whether he knew about the physical threat that Daniels claimed she received in a Los Angeles parking lot. The motion filed requests a jury trial to begin within the next 3 months, so they want this to begin rather quickly.
But what are they wanting a trial for? I'm not understanding. What are the charges?
Okay, the physical threat that she talked about in 60 Minutes with Anderson
Cooper. But see, listen
Anderson
to
Cooper.
Me. Here's the problem with the physical threat. Let's say it happened. Mm-hmm. If you do that to me and my baby, why would I not go to the police and go, do you have this guy on camera somewhere in this parking lot? That's the first thing I'm going to do. She doesn't have a police report.
It sounds like she was scared, and yeah, I think she may have. She believes that they are more powerful than the police anyway.
Right. You got to
You see what I'm saying? So running to the police, I don't think she felt like that was going
to
do anything.
That was
because
not
to protect what she was dealing with.
Yeah.
So that could be part of it too. I mean, I don't know, but
it's going to be very, very, very difficult. Mm-hmm. If you
prove,
don't have this guy.
To prove, yeah.
We get that. Without a doubt.
We get that.
So now,
that
without proving it, all they're really trying to do is get Trump in that deposition.
Yeah.
And
to
Cohen
find,
deposition.
To find out if they knew about the payments and all of
no,
that.
No, they no. Cohen knew about the payments.
Yeah.
They're trying to find out if the president did.
Right.
Here's all they're really trying to do. They are trying to get him. To get say that they're going to deposition so they can get a settlement. Period.
Okay.
What do we need to give you to make this go away? And there'll be an undisclosed settlement, never allowed to mention or nothing. That's what this is all about. If it's not about money, why does she have this lawyer?
Right.
And why is he making such a big stink?
And mind you, we
to
haven't...
To clear her name? Really?
We haven't heard anything from the president, and he hasn't made any public appearances.
Nah.
In several days.
He better not open his damn mouth.
He ain't saying that.
That's what they're saying. For once, he's listening to
tweeted.
His advice.
He has not said anything on this.
No.
He can't because it's eight more.
Eight more?
He keeps
eight
saying
more?
That.
Why is the number eight?
I don't know where he got that number from, but... You can be sure that Trump's lawyers are already working to make sure this doesn't happen. Trump's team isn't paying much attention to the Stormy Daniels story. They're probably just waiting for it to go away. But her attorney is not backing off.
Well, let me ask you this. Why did the Playmate come out and start interviewing? What did she say? She wants some charges, too?
Same reason, I think. She wanted to tell her story. She wanted her story out there.
Oh, for money.
And they had a, she said they had a full-fledged affair, not just a one-time deal like Stormy.
Yeah.
She's in the church now.
Well, that could happen. That could happen. We all have a past. That could happen.
Didn't they buy her story? They bought her story, the Playmate.
Oh,
Well, we'll see. Every day, something new.
Yeah, some nice Playmates.
All right, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Retired Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens, Steve, published an opinion editorial, an op-ed in the New York Times titled Repeal the Second Amendment. But according to a recent poll, he'll have to change a lot of minds to get that done. Back in February, The Economist and YouGov asked Americans if they supported such a proposal. 21% said they were okay with repealing the Second Amendment, but 60% said they were opposed to such a plan. Now, if you break the poll down further, it reveals that 39% of Democrats support a repeal, but only 8% of Republicans support such a complete repeal. I don't see any surprise here. I mean, you know,
no,
nothing.
It's all tied to money, folks. It's nothing else. It's just money and profit. And they care more about that than they care about the lives of these people who are being gunned down. The Second Amendment was written when people had musket guns. You could fire off a round every 30, 40 seconds. There's automatic. They have assault weapons out here now.
Just military. Bump
stocks, magazines, military style. Assault rifles. And now you have to make some amendments. I don't think they should repeal it. That's going to be too hard of a war.
Oh,
but they've got to amend it greatly. This Constitution is too old. It's dated. If you put back everything in the Constitution that was originally there, people would be flabbergasted. First of all, y'all women could not vote.
Yeah.
Black people could not vote.
Right.
Then, when you did count for anything, the black person was considered 3/5 of a human being. That's in your Constitution. That's that damn piece of paper they keep hanging on to, like it's a Bible or something.
Yeah, so the amendment needs an addendum.
Amending.
Amending. Yeah. You're absolutely right, because it's not going to happen. It's not.
But, I mean, some change is definitely needed, but, you know, I just don't see it happening, and I'm not being pessimistic or anything.
No,
I just don't see it happening because, you know, they fiercely protect the Second Amendment more than it seems any other amendment or anything in the Constitution.
Because this is the amendment that's tied to their profit and their power.
Yeah.
And nothing means more to them than their profit and their power. Not loss of life, not school shootings, not church shootings, not theater shootings, not massive shootings up at a event in Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing matters more to them than their power and their profit. And they will prove it to you. You can quit talking to these men. Because they're not giving that up.
Is it safe to say it's going to happen? It just won't happen till maybe the millennials take over. I think it'll happen once they take over.
Well, these millennials are going to make some changes, but it's going to be a dog fight.
Yeah.
It's going to be a dog fight.
All right, we will be back with our last break of the day. Steve Harvey's closing remarks.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here we are, our last break of the day.
Once again, it's about sharing the things that I've learned along the way. And one of the things I think is very important that we should talk about blame and excuses. Blame and excuses. I'm telling you, man, they serve no purpose. Excuses, first of all, are only good for the person that's providing them. It does nothing for the person who receives it. Have you ever had somebody tell you a reason why they didn't do something and you were counting on them to get it done? And they gave you an excuse as to why? Okay, here's somebody supposed to pick you up in the carpool for work. Now you done gave your car to your spouse so they could go do what they want to do. Now you sitting there waiting on the carpool to come pick you up. They don't pick you up. Now they late. Man, I had a hard time getting up this morning, man. I'm glad, but I'm here though. Whoa, man. That's an excuse. What do you mean you late? You had a hard time getting up. I'm sitting up here waiting on you to pick me up and you come 45 minutes late. Now I'm late for work. See that excuse? That does okay for I was sick this morning. I didn't feel up to it. That excuse works wonderful for you, but the person receiving the excuse gets nothing. You've got to remove excuses from your vocabulary and your walk in life. See, I don't really accept excuses from anybody in my camp. If you're an employee, you work for me, I don't do excuses because I don't give none. Today, for example, I'm not feeling real well. You know, my sinus system kicked in. I'd had a troublesome night last night. I'm not feeling well. But guess what? I came to work on the radio today, and I'll do these two shows I got to do today. Because NBC, iHeart, they don't care about my excuses. People who are looking for me to wake them up in the morning, give them a laugh, or give them a thought starter, they're not looking for my excuses. They're just looking for the results. The excuses don't do me no good. Now, there's some days all of us are not up to par. We're not 100%. But I don't care about the excuses. I don't accept excuses because I don't give excuses. The other thing I remove from my life is blame. And once you blame another person, man, this is what happened with blame. Blame and excuses, listen to me. Finger pointing does nothing. Because you've heard the old saying, every time you point your finger at a person, you notice there's three of them pointing back at you. Once you are in the blame business and the excuse business, you forfeit your chance for growth. I'll give you an example. If you're always talking about it's somebody else's fault, and you always have an excuse why something didn't get done or accomplished, guess what? Now you can't grow. You can't grow. You can't fix it. Because the reason why it didn't happen or the reason why you didn't accomplish it is because you blame someone else and you have an excuse. Once you start accepting blame and excuses, you forfeit your chance for growth. You kill any chance for change. Sometimes all you have to do as a person is search within yourself and find out what it is about you that you could change that could start producing a better result. But if you always blaming somebody else and providing and accepting excuses from yourself and other people, guess what you've done? You've killed your chance for change. Sometimes you could be doing a whole lot better in life if you would just change. If you would search yourself and change something about you, you would be doing so much better. If you just search yourself, stop allowing excuses to be a part of your makeup and stop allowing blame to be a part of it, and you would discover a lot of this is just you. It could be you. Another thing that blame and excuse it does, it allows you to fail favorably. You know, man, you can just get all right with failing. You can fail favorably because it ain't my fault. And I didn't do it because it was cold outside. So, ta-da, you allow yourself to fail favorably. That's an ugly spot to be in. But blame and excuses allows you to fail favorably. Like, it's okay to fail because it ain't my fault. Because I have an excuse and it's their fault. Blame and excuses, man, is a very, very dangerous thing out there. Also, blame and excuses promotes a climate of failure. It just permeates, man, throughout your life. And next thing you know, you ain't accomplishing nothing. Because if blame and excuses are part of your makeup, you now have promoted a climate for failure. It's okay. It's okay because I have a reason why. Why you didn't finish school? Because it was too cold to go.
why you didn't finish school? Because that test was too hard. I didn't study them two pages. I thought they said the first chapter. She questions us on the first three chapters. I didn't hear that. That's the only reason I failed. And you get all right with it. When you're no longer the reason why something happens, you no longer have control over what happens. Let me say that to you one more time. When you're no longer the reason why something happens, you ain't got to take responsibility. You're not the reason. Stop allowing blame and excuses to enter into your makeup. They serve nobody any good, especially you. Those are my closing remarks.
All right now. Good day.
Have yourself a good weekend.
You better.
You better.
Love it.
I'm going to go with it today, man.
I'm finna clap for my damn self just
now. Come on, Donald Trump.
Come on, Steve. Come on.
That's what the president does. Yes.
Man. That's all I'm saying.
Too.
Y'all have a great weekend.
Turn your volume up if you're with me, please. In the
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.